The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Acrecio Hair Growth, Alive, Bahamas Bus and Truck, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Davinia Grow Foods, Mobile Garage Technologies, Platinum Pastries, Popeyes, Scotiabank, Wendy's, and Willie D. Kunk Salad Stand.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday. Is it Holy Thursday? Is that what we do? Is it Holy Thursday? Well, it's Holy Week, so I suppose that all the days are kind of labeled the same. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here in your company. Kind of chopping it down today. You know, today is Small Business Thursday, and we have some wonderful people in here to be able to kind of chop it down with us and let us know what their businesses are doing and how they're moving forward with some stuff. But before we move forward, I always do this on a Thursday, and today is no different. You know, we touch the papers, and despite the fact that it's Holy Week, despite the fact that, you know, it's a shorter week, we can look at the papers and still see that it's stacked. If you look in there, you can see the obituary, and kind of swimming through the obituary, looking at it, I said to myself, wow, this is a crazy thing. Calvin Cunningham is in there. You know, we talked about her the other day, but I did not know that Anthony Thompson passed away. I did not know that, right? I think he's a noted lawyer in these particular spaces. I did not know that. So I'm just looking at it, and I just want to be able to say all those persons who lost someone, we continue to be able to pray for you. And if you're in a transitional state, and you have to identify a position that you want to be able to kind of put your loved one down with class and persons like who can help you to kind of get through this, I want you to check my good friends out, my family, I like to say that, over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They are, you know, top tier, top class as it relates to being able to put your loved one down with a sort of enthusiasm and class and style their life depicts. So it's very important that we do that. Check them out. You know, you can access their information. They're all over Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. My very, very good friends. Now, I want to read this also. Say, are you tired of the unnecessary damages to your company vehicle? Mobile Garage Fleet Software now supplies artificial intelligence dash cams. See, our dual viewing dash cam will give you a crystal clear two-camera view. Receive instant alerts on distracted driving, harsh driving, and accidents. For a limited time only, pay no upfront camera costs and receive a reduced service cost guaranteed for 3 years. Visit mobilegaragefleets.com, mobilegaragefleets.com, or give them a call at 422-4575. That's 422-4575. They can be able to assist you with that. Ladies and gentlemen, well, like I said, today is Small Business Thursday, and you're getting into this sort of a space where you're looking for hard cross bun. I see everybody on the road. Oh, God. Listen, everybody on the road get their little situation set up. They got all the bread on the road. So I know that there's not going to be a shortage of bread for you. But if you want good bread, talk to me. If you want superb bread, if you want that sort of a melt-in-your-mouth thing, you know that we've been pushing for a while now, and we've already been, you know, we can testify to the fact that Platinum Pastries is there to be able to provide us with that information. Now, they're back again to be able to talk to us about what they're going to be doing this weekend with their hot cross buns and whatnot. We should have Bernard Bodie. Bernard, you're on with us, my brother.
We live,
my brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. Just busy in the kitchen, trying to make sure I start.
You couldn't even make it to the studio today.
Hey, Lord of Mercy, I've been up. I literally over 24 hours right now.
You serious?
Just making it happen.
You serious? Everybody wants some bread. Tell us about your bread. Tell us about what you do and how persons can be able to get a pound of bread and whatnot, something affordable for this Easter holiday. Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, it's only at $15 a dozen, the most reasonable price you will ever find on the island. If you want quality ingredients, that's the place to be. This is the place to be. You have fruits inside of it. However, what we did was we pureed the fruits just so we can get it infused and just flavor it.
Hold on,
you
want
to get the flavor from the fruits, won't be true in any fruits.
You put the fruit in the bread?
Yeah, man. That's hot cross bun. That's the real deal. That's the real way. We don't cut corners yet, Platinum.
This is crazy. I didn't know you just put fruit in the bread.
You got to put the nice fruits inside there so you get a better flavor.
Put one pound aside.
It's all about keeping it soft. It's about keeping it moist. That's what we do.
Really? So talk to us about that, man. Let persons know how they can be able to. Do they order it? Is it available when we get there? Talk to me about it.
We had a lot of orders. People still picking up, but you could just walk on by and upgrade yourself in life. Just walk on by. We are located right opposite McNeil's Tire Store on Carmichael Road.
Yeah.
Once you pass Scotiabank West.
Yeah.
You can just walk in and get a ticket and you go and you pick up your buns and you're good to go.
Give me a telephone number so those persons can be able to know exactly what's what. Because people looking for bread. And you ain't just going to stop on the side of the road. You know these people. We don't know these people. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. But we know you. And we've been trusted. You got your store location. We can be able to come down there and pick up something. Talk to me. Give me a number so persons could kind of call in and get some things done.
Yeah, so we have two numbers. You have the cell phone number, which you guys can also add on WhatsApp. I'll repeat the number about three times just so you can be upgraded. You can just add the number on WhatsApp and send a message. We'll respond. It's 466-8522. 466-8522. Platinum Pastries. Also, we have the store number, which is 341-8522. 341-8522. You don't have to call an order in or anything. You can just pick up. We have enough to supply the Bahamas. I would hope.
So talk to me about this. For all those persons who want the traditional bread, but when they walk in, they get a little sweet mouth. They might be sweet mouth. Talk to me about some other products that you have available that they can come down and enjoy over this long weekend.
Well, definitely, you know, we have the biggest and the best freestanding pastry shop on the island with up more than 50 to 60 items at any given time. So you can come there, pick up your hot cross bun, get your patties. We have a new patty on stream. I supposed to let you taste that. You got to come on by when you pick up your buns. We have the veggie patty, which we put about 11 vegetables inside of it, which is broccoli, mushrooms.
Oh, you got a veggie
patty? Carrots. Yeah, we got the veggie patty. We got the kung patty, the jerk chicken patty,
okay. And
the beef patty. We also have the nice pumpkin cake with some nice pumpkin seeds on top. This is amazing.
But listen, you keep upgrading. You not only we getting upgraded, but you keep upgrading and getting yourself to another level. Talk to me about it. You're sticking with the time. I got a text here that says Platinum Pastry is the best. Even my baby in the tummy wanted only Platinum Pastries. Conk patties too, right? I guess this is a pregnant woman.
Yes,
she only eating.
We got them.
She only eating conk patty.
Island.
So talk to me about it now. The numbers again, 466-8522, 466-8522, or give them a call at 341-8522, 341-8522. You can also send a WhatsApp on the 466-8522, and they'll be able to respond to you. If you want some bread, if you want cake. Listen, my son's birthday is coming up on the 18th. So he says he wanted the chocolate, but he don't want you to skimp on the Baileys. Talk to me. He think he's a big boy now. You need to stop. He needs to stop.
He's a big boy. He need to get more Bailey.
You need to stop it.
I always have it covered.
You got you covered.
Bailey's chocolate mousse, what he love.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, go down there and check out Platinum Pastries in the Old Dad Plaza right across the street. When you're headed west on Carmichael, on the left-hand side, you'll see it on the left-hand side after you pass Scotiabank, the plaza right there, and you pass McNeil's Tire Store. It's the left-hand side. What time you close down?
We close at 8 today, but don't wait last minute. You know, I have people bought bonds yesterday and they come back, they say, well, I can give you one just to try it out. And they back this morning, I had a line with people just want bonds, they want three more, they want four more. You know, and samples are there. I'm supposed to let you guys know, we don't cut corners at Platinum, samples all day. And the day of soup, they do.
You got soup today?
Nice pea soup and dumpling.
What kind of soup you get?
With some ham and turkey inside of it. This was going on. It's Platinum Pastry.
Listen,
and then it's everybody else. So if you want it right, you come to Platinum.
My wife, I tell you, she's home recovering all the babies. Everybody feel a little sick. So they may need some soup today. So I can stop by to be able to pick up some soup so they can be able to enjoy that hearty soup. Guys, go down to Platinum Pastries and check it out, man. Like he said, he's got, you ain't tell me nothing but your fever grass tea or whatever you got down there to drink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, Mr. Grandy, that blow my mind. It's just so much stuff to remember at one take, you know? But we have the fever grass ginger lemon tea, which we offer complimentary to every customer that walks inside the door while supply lasts. We're just trying to make sure people are healthy at the same time while they're trying to, you know, satisfy that sweet tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming down there to get that. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I should not be the one to tell you about how delicious these things are. I don't think, well, you know, I qualify for it, but definitely I shouldn't be boasting about it. But you should definitely go down to Platinum Pastries, pick up something really nice. I want to thank Platinum Pastries for their commitment to the show, man. You guys are decent. Bernard, I thank you so much, man, for being able to come here and continue to be able to do advertisements with us. I hope that the relationship is mutually beneficial.
Brian, people calling me.
Talk to me.
No hope, man. You know, we here. We locked in.
Listen, I hope the people coming down to you, let them tell you. Listen, I hear you on the show. Let them tell you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, everybody listening to this radio station now. Everybody on the foundation. It's a foundation. It's everybody else. Just like Platinum Pastry and everybody else.
But you're something else, boy. You're a decent. You're something else. Listen, man, I want you to be able to come on. Now, listen, you blow my mind when you start to talk about this infused fruit thing, right? You got the fruit infused bread. Is all the bread or just talk to me about some?
No, we do that with the hot cross buns. We have the infused fruits inside of it. But like we say, we offer samples or whatever. The store is crazy as usual, but you can come there and just come there and you're going to get a good quality service and you can get samples and all the good stuff. So just come on down, check it out. You might not never been there before, so why not upgrade yourself in life? I don't like to be second. I like to be first.
Absolutely. Talk to me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, go down to Platinum Pastries. The number is again 466-8522, 466-8522. I hit Carmichael Road today and the line was at least 8 miles long. I mean, people are out there on Carmichael Road. I'm sure you're looking for bread. I'm sure you're looking for fish. These people selling fish on the side of the road. I don't even know these people. You know, I go to where I got to go, but you got to be able to pick up your bread where you know it is going to be able to provide you a quality product. You want to go down to Platinum Pastries. Go ahead.
Grant, I have a question for you. Who is the best radio personality on the air right now?
I don't know. You got to tell me that.
Come on. Don't be backwards. You're number one, buddy.
I appreciate
and
you,
number
my brother.
One. Got to stick with number one.
Absolutely, my brother. And Platinum Pastries is definitely number one. We want you to go down there. And whilst this is definitely the Easter holiday and you want to be able to pick up your hot cross buns, we want to say to you also that Platinum Pastries offers you an opportunity. If you're celebrating a birthday, if you're celebrating an anniversary, if you're celebrating these things, listen, man, my kids are absolutely blown away by the taste, the presentation of the cakes. And they, you know, they say, Daddy, this is where we got to go. Daddy, this is where we got to go. So if the kids approve of it, you know that they're doing wonderful things down there at Platinum Pastries. You can't go wrong with you guys. 466-8522, 466-8522, or give us a call at 341-8522, 341-8522. They're open until 8 p.m. this evening. Platinum Pastries on West Carmichael Road. When you're headed west on Carmichael Road, after you pass Scotiabank, right there on the left-hand side after you pass McNeil's Tire Shop on the left-hand side. It's the Old Dad's Plaza. Platinum Pastries is in there. We want you to be a part of it. Listen, man, you got to be able to put a couple things together for me. I can stop by after the show.
They know we got you covered, buddy. Same as usual.
I appreciate you, my brother. Anything else you got new on the table? Because you seem like you're upgrading all the time.
We honestly look forward to serving each and one of you guys, and we appreciate you guys.
You got anything else? Anything new?
Thank you for patronizing our business.
Anything else new? You give me the pumpkin cake. You give me the vegetable party. What else you got new?
Yeah, we got the veggie party. Then we have the sex on the beach cake. It's a lot going on in there right now.
You're mad aggressive. You're going to the sex on the beach cake. My God.
Yeah, we have that.
That's for the church people. We say, you know, I don't drink, though, but give me a sex on the beach cake.
Yeah,
I mean, they
just taste it. That's what they want.
Huh? They drink rum. They eat rum cake and the bottom of the cake soak. No, child, I don't drink. But put more rum in the cake, right?
That's my brother. Right there.
My brother, thank you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, right, that's Bernard Bodie.
I see you down by the store when you get a chance.
Absolutely, my brother. Bernard Bodie, ladies and gentlemen. Platinum Pastries down there on Carmichael Road West. When you're headed west on Carmichael Road, after you pass Scotia, after you pass McNeil's, on the left-hand side right there, pick up your hot cross bun today. If you're trying to figure out bun bacon, get some hot cross bun. You ain't sure. These bread look hard on the side of the road. Don't get in that. Get yourself some nice.
They want it fresh. We continue still producing up to now. We still make again, and we're going to continue making.
Absolutely, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Platinum Pastries. We want you to be a part of that. We're going to take this quick commercial break. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this Small Business Thursday. We'll be right back after this.
All right. Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs. Courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The Foundation. 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 Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday. Listen, it's a short week. It's a short week, so you know we're not here tomorrow. We're not going to be jamming with you tomorrow, so you can hear some nice, good gospel music and whatnot, trying to get your head together as it relates to the Holy Week. And being able to celebrate like that. So we're not going to be with you tomorrow. So today we wanted to be able to kind of, you know, present you with what we do normally here on the show on Small Business Thursday and be able to take an opportunity to talk about those things. Now, we have a new company. We have a new company who has just had an opportunity to be able to do some business with us. And we're excited about that. Unique Motors and Tires is here with us in studio now. They're seeing a new voice. My God, ain't a new voice, but definitely a new business, and I want to hear all about it. My good friend, Anthony Bullard, is in the studio with us. Man, Mr. Bullard, what's happening with you? Talk to me about what's going on here, and talk to me about Unique Motors and Tires.
Well, I remember I told you that we're going to be bringing some business your way.
Man, you're a decent man.
Yeah, and this is one of my businesses that I'm involved in, partners and all that sort of stuff. But I'm in the tire business, and I love it. I enjoy doing it. You know, and we decided to give you something, or give something back to the Bohemian people who have been patronizing us for the number of years that we've been in business.
And how long have you been in business now?
We've been in business going on now 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where's Unique Tires located?
Unique Tires, Unique Motors and Tires is located on Prince Charles Drive, opposite the old Pepsi building, the old Robin Hood, right next to Sammy's Chicken.
Oh, I know the building.
Yeah, right there. And we also have a second location is on Soldier Road, opposite Old Trade Liquor Store. We have our car lot down there and our tire shop down there also.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're out here doing big business. Unique Motors and Tires, ladies and gentlemen, will be having a blowout sale from April 6th to the 21st, April 21st, 2023. 10% off all tires with prices as low as $30. As low as $30, brand new 14-inch tires at $60, that's $175, $65, $14, new tires. $185, $65, $14, new tires. And we're going to take care of that ball tires for you. Listen, if you reflect in your mirror, listen, if you could look in your tire when it rained and see your reflection,
ball,
you could need some new tires. Talk to me about it. Listen, man, I need some new tires for the truck also. Talk to me about what you got in terms of sizes. If you have any unique tires, those persons who have rims and so forth and so on, low profile. Talk to me about the type of tires you have down there.
Well, you started off first. Well, tires as low as $30. Our brand new tires, 14-inch, 175, 65, 14. Those were $70. We letting them go for $60. The 185, 65, 14, they were $70. We let them go for $60.
And this for them, this it's not like there's notes and a little small.
Yes, okay. Yes.
It's a bunch of them on the road.
Yes.
Okay. And your tires ball.
Yeah.
Come down to Prince Charles or go down to Soldier Road.
Yes.
And pick up your tires today. 10% off. You can get it for $60. Brand new tire.
But to top that off, Howard, we discussed this morning before I came in here. We're not just going to give you 10% off. What we're going to do, because 10% off is basically $4 and what have you, not. We decided, you know something, what we're going to do is we're going to give you $10 off.
Woo!
Okay, so here we have in our used tires, 12-inch tires, worth $40, you get it for $30. 13-inch tires, worth $40, you get it for $30. 14-inch tires, used, was for $45, you get it, we're giving you $5 off this one, $40. Okay, we have the 15-inch, was $50, you get it for $45. You have the small 16-inch, was 60, you get it for 50. We have the big 16-inch tires, was 75, you get it for 65. We have the small 17 used tire, was 65, you get it for 60. We have the big 17-inch tires, was 75, you get it for 60. We have the used 18-inch small tires, was for 70, now you get it for $60. We have the big 18-inch tires was $80. You get it for $65.
This is an amazing thing.
Hold on now. Now, all of our 20-inch use $70.
All.
$70.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, and talk to me about the quality of tires, because the quality is very important.
And what we do, not only this, we have the best used tires in the market. Our comeback ratio is 99.9%. We hardly have anybody come back and say, guess what, you sold me a bad tire, and we also give you a five-day window. Anything happened to the tire. Now, we know when you ride in a pothole, it's a used tire. We know when you ride in a pothole and you're doing crazy, right up on the sidewalk. We know that. So don't come say, you sold me a bad tire. You went and skid off the road because you're speeding up. When a car coming down the road, you skid off the road, you know, damage your tire. That's not our fault, really. But if you drive out within 5 days, tire goes down, bring it back, no questions are really asked, we exchange it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to go down to Unique Motors and Tires on Prince Charles Drive. They're going to be having this from April 6th to April 21st. April 6th to April 21st. Today is the 6th. So make sure you go down there. If you need a tire, if you're on the road right now, if you're one of these people and your car jumping, you got bubbles in your tire, you need to stop it. You need to stop it right now. Right now, you don't understand what's going on with your car, why it feels like a rodeo. You have bubbles in your tire. You need to go down there and check this out, please. The tire, the prices are extremely... I mean, listen, brand new tires? Brand new tires. Brand new 14-inch tires at $60? You can't beat that. You can't beat that. This is important.
That includes VAT also.
My God, so this is 60 flat?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, go down there and check it out. 10% off all tires... 10% of, he said he's taking $10 off, not just 10%. I want to be able to read a couple of these things before. Again, used 12-inch tires was 40, now 30. Used 13-inch tires was 40, now 30. 14-inch tires was 45, now 40. Listen, if you're out there, I feel like they're covering everything for all you guys out there with your Hondas. You love your Hondas. For all you persons out there with your Chevys, if you have a truck like mine, if you have any of these particular things, vans, whatever you have, they're touching all bases down at Unique Motors and Tires. Listen, you got to check this out on Prince Charles and definitely also on Soldier Road, you say?
Opposite Old Trail Liquor Store.
Or opposite the Old Trail Liquor Store. I don't know where the Old Trail Liquor Store is, but, you know, I'm sure these people out here...
Let me give you the number so you could call and find it exactly where we are. The numbers are 603-0502. 603-0502.
What else do you offer? Do you offer, if you're one of these persons, and maybe you could be able to, I don't know if I get in your business, but sometimes single mothers, they're out here, they're driving, they need some assistance, roadside assistance. Is that something that you do or something that you're looking into?
We're looking into doing that. We're looking into doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful opportunity to be able to do those things. Guys, please give him a call, 603-0502, 603-0502. Call him. Check it out. If you're one of these persons that you don't know, just look on the side of the tire. You could take a. You have a WhatsApp that they could call and be able to shoot the information.
No, once they call the number and let us know what those numbers are on their tires, we'll tell them, yes, we do have them in stock, or no, we don't have them in stock.
Call ahead. Don't have the whole line in the back of you, rickety-doop, 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 driving your car dead slow with the expectation you get there. Call ahead to make sure that you got it, but they're covering all bases. Please give them a call, 603-0502, 603-0502. That's Unique Motors and Tires having a blowout sale from the 6th to the 21st, the 6th to the 21st. You can be able to get all those things. You get brand new tires. You get used tires. Get down there and get your tires, please. Don't slide anymore in the rain. Talk to me about it. You getting in accidents simply because your tire ain't got no grip.
Well, the reason why we did this, Howard, is because we know that things are tough right now.
Yeah.
Gas prices are going up. Electricity is going up. You know, everything's going up. Everything is going up. You know, we on our car lot, let me speak about that a little bit. We have people coming, oh, you're looking for a $5,000 car. The only way you can get a $5,000 car if you're buying it from somebody on the road. If anybody, if a car lot is selling you a $5,000 car right now, something is wrong with that car. Mm-hmm. Because you can't bring in a car right now from Japan and sell it for $5,000. You can't, no more.
Really?
No, the cost of shipping has went up. The cost of doing business in Japan, it went up.
Since COVID.
Since COVID. Yeah. COVID has put it. So we decided to, you know something, it's Easter. You know, we are looking out for the individuals, especially the moms, like you said, with children, you know, got a little bit of change. She barely making it to work because of the gas prices and tires bald.
She's been riding on a dummy for 6 months.
And you could see the wires in your tires.
My God.
Come see us. Okay? That's what we're here for, to help you and to make your life a little bit, if not a lot, a little bit easier or better.
And it's affordable. Yes. I mean, $30, you could be able to reach that. $30, $40, $45, $50, $65, you should be able to reach those things. Hey, listen, please give them a call. The number's again, 603-0502. That's Unique Motors and Tires. They're in Prince Charles and on Soldier Road. Please find out more information about that. Give them a call, 603-0502. Now, we got to talk about this car lot business also, because you slide that on me, but I know a lot of persons are out there looking to be able to do like platinum pastries and upgrade themselves in life. So talk to me about this kind of an idea that exists as it relates to cars for sale. Sound like you got some affordable cars.
Well, the cheapest car we have right now is 7.5. That is the cheapest right now. You may be able to find it someplace else cheaper, but basically, again, we don't have any problems with our cars. You know, you sell a car, the person coming back because it's a transmission problem and engine problem. We have had zero complaints about our cars.
My God.
Zero. Because we look, before we bring a car in, we have persons in Japan that goes over the cars.
You got persons in Japan?
Yes. You have to, because if you want to be in business, and I'm heading over there, me and my partner's discussing it right now. I'm heading over there I want to go next year because I don't like coal that well. I don't do well in coal. I can manage it, but Japan will be very cold coming around in October, November will be cold. So I'm going down there next year to meet the people who I do business with. Once you go down there, even in China, I go to China a lot, but even when you go to places where you do business, like the Far East, and they see you in person, it's like you have arrived.
Really?
Yeah. They like to see you. They don't want to be on the phone talking. That's our business.
It's like six businesses you tell me about. You tell me about B5 commercial thing.
That's the good one.
You tell me about Unique. So I won't get your business.
Yeah.
But I won't go to Japan.
You could go to Japan. Okay.
Let's go to Japan.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But I ain't eating no funny things. Now, Doc, let's be very clear.
Well, they have the same fast food restaurants over there now. They have fast food. So what are you going to eat? You eat fresh food every
day? I watch the documentaries about, the street vendors and whatnot, what they have on the street. So I'm interested in that. I want to be able to get culture. Is that something that you do? You take people with you?
Well, they take them to China.
My God. Oh, to China?
Yeah. I'm not taking nobody to Japan with me.
He's a globetrotter. You need to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please check him out. 603-0502, 603-0502. Unique Motors and Tires. They got everything for you. Listen, go down there. Let them know that you heard them on the foundation.
Yes, yes.
Let them know. Listen, I just heard it on the foundation. I come here to
tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, because they might not be, they might listen to the show. Hey, John, you can't listen to the show. I just heard on the show, on Harvard Show, the foundation, that Unique Motors and Tires have a blowout sale, man. As soon as you get out from work, and we're closed, we open up from 7 to 8 every day. So
you open tomorrow? Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. What do
you mean? You open tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Sunday
every
also?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
From 7 a.m.?
7 days a week.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, please go down there and check it out. 7-Eleven?
Just like 7-Eleven.
You open all day?
All day.
That's crazy.
Basically all day.
Why? Basically all day.
Because, listen, 7 o'clock people, sometimes, Howard, we have persons
I can tell you
waiting on us to open up.
I can tell you this. Listen to me. We had a church at Mount Tabor at one point. We had prayer at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? And my wife and I went. And so I'm speeding. I live all the way out west. I'm speeding to get to church, but one of my tires wasn't good. Boom, the tire went out. This is 5 o'clock in the morning. And so I had to pull up to one of the stations, one of the, you know.
Gas stations.
Yeah, to kind of get that done. And I had to wait until then. So it's important that people, and I was able to get it rectified quickly. But it's important that you open top of the morning.
Yeah, 7.
7 a.m.
Yeah, to 8 o'clock.
Because people are ready to jam.
Yeah.
They don't want to hit traffic. They want to come there, get their stuff rectified, fix it up. Yeah, they're on their way to work.
Literally, people would be waiting outside the gate for us to open up.
At 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. in the morning.
My God.
I said, buddy, you know, I got my staff. They got to get rest. You know,
So, they mad at you. You ain't open from 5 to 6:30.
Yeah, we're 24/7.
My God.
You know.
Go, guys. Please check them out. 603-0502. 603-0502. You can be able to find out more about what they do there. Remember what we talked about. Let them know that you listen to the foundation. You get $30 tires, man. All tires, 10% off. $30 tire, brand new 14-inch tires, $60. 175, 65, 14, 185, 65, 14. You can be able to get that. It's good tires. They're good to drive. We have tires for everyone. We have most of the tire sizes. So talk to me about the tire sizes that you have. If you have a unique vehicle, do you have those particular? Because we talked about that. Do you have low off-road profile?
Once in the 20. No, we don't really. We stopped selling low profiles. We were big in low profiles. We had to stop because, again, the roads are terrible. And these guys in these nice Hondas or these nice cars, they come with the low-profile tires, they drop in one hole.
And that's it.
You come send me a bad tire.
And we had to
replace those tires. So we sit down in a meeting. We said, you know something? Let's discontinue the low-profiles.
I cried. Years and years ago, I had a Cadillac DeVille, mm-hmm. right? 1996 Cadillac DeVille, peanut butter interior, pearl on the outside, low profile tires, working at the hotel. I bought four brand new tires for the thing. Brand new tires from the States. Went to the States, got it. This is when I was in Grand Bahama. Went to the States, got it, right? I didn't see a hole in the road, right? I overtake this guy, I feel good now. Listen, my tires, they rotated, they're good, they're ready to go. I said, oh my God, let me touch it, open it up, right? I overtake this guy, poof, my tire blow. I cried.
And not in Freeport.
In Grand Bahama.
Oh, yeah, Grand Bahama, not in Freeport. No, not in Freeport. Freeport got good roads, man.
Yeah. Well, this road was a hole waiting on me.
Yeah.
And that tire burst. I tried my hardest. I say, you think I could sew this?
No, let me give you the joke. I was here that you mentioned that. It's a good friend of mine. He just bought a brand new tire. Okay? Brand new tire. Just bought it. And he dropped in a hole, too. So he came to us, and I told him, I said, let me see what I could do for you. And he said, I tell him, buddy, there's nothing I could do for you, really. I can't plug it because there is nothing there for the plug to hold to. People want you to plug the sides. You cannot plug the side of a tire. It's impossible. You can't plug it.
Well,
you can patch it. Well, it depends on how wide the damage is. So he asked me, can I sew it for?
I'm telling you. I brand cried when I look at that. Brand new tire.
I tell you.
I cried.
But another thing I would like for my Bahamian brothers and sisters to take into consideration. Please, please, please be careful on these roads. We know we don't have the best roads in the world, so we got to be careful. I don't speed, and I'm advising you, don't speed. Just
especially this weekend.
Well, any day.
Yeah, man. This is a weekend. A lot of persons are off from work. They are, celebrating. They're doing some stuff, and they're off from work, being able to ingest a few alcoholic beverages, so forth and so on. We've just lost a beautiful, beautiful young lady. It's very important that we understand that. Take it easy on the road, man. Just take it easy. No need to speed. And if you don't have good tires, go down to Unique Motors and Tires. Pick up some tires and take care of that, what you have. I mean, while supplies last.
Yes, while supplies last.
The truth of the matter is that, as soon as this information gets out there, people can be running down your place, man, because people need tires.
I know.
People need affordable tires. They need good tires. They need reliable, dependable tires. And you guys got it. 603-0502. 603-0502. They're going from 12-inch all the way up to 20 inches. They can be able to assist you with that. If you're not sure if they got it, if you got some unique tires, give them a call. 603-0502. And pick up your tires today. Brand new 14-inch tires was $70. They're now $60. 175, 65, 14 new tires. 185, 65, 14 new tires. Please check them out over at Unique Motors and Tires on Prince Charles Drive. Tell me where it is specifically.
On Soldier Road, right across the street from Old Trail Liquor Store.
Old Trail Liquor Store.
On Prince Charles, we're right across the street from Robin Hood. Okay. Old Robin Hood Building.
So you guys know exactly where that is. I want you to be a part of that. Make sure you let them know that you heard it here on the foundation and you want to be a part of it. Listen, my brother, let me know if anything else you want to be able to put out there, because I know that you got some special stuff up your sleeve. Let persons know how they can be able to reach out to you and get some things done. Talk to me about it.
Well, Howard, you know, I promise you that every month I'm going to be coming on the show, you know, and doing,
and
doing my thing. You know, and next month is going to be a big event. No, this month is going to be a big event. Hopefully next week, Thursday, I'll be coming on to launch that.
Really?
Yeah.
My brother, listen, I appreciate you so much for being able to come here and put the information at the forefront right here in the foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of Small Business Thursday, you want to bring your information out, please give me a call at 827-0111. That's 827-0111. We can get your business out there, get the information out there, and have people grappling to get to your doors as they continue to be able to get good business here in the city. And it's important, man. It's important that we can identify people that's reliable, that's dependable, and have quality products. Unique Motors and Tires definitely has that. And also B5 Star. Now, listen, we ain't talking about this, but B5 Star.
We're coming back.
Listen, you got to come back.
We're coming back. That's what I'm talking about. We're coming back with something brand new that we're going to be launching, and I want people to take advantage of it.
Okay. Definitely, we can be able to do that and be able to make those things happen. My brother, I thank you. I thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being able to choose.
I believe in what you're doing. I yearn for this. I yearn for small businesses to get on board. You know, if you have, let me tell you, if you have any type of business, bring it here. Let's get it out there.
Listen, Bullet and I had a very good conversation. We got some stuff in the work. We're going to be able to get that out. We want more participation and be able to make some things happen. I want to thank you, my brother. Thank you for your insight. I thank you for your insight. Thank you for your vision. And then thank you for your commitment right here at the foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, Unique Motors and Tires, Prince Charles Drive, having a blowout sale from April 6th
today.
To the 21st. From today. Tell the 21st. Give them a call, 603-0502. That's 603-0502. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
On your mark. Set. Go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
If you've got a sweet tooth, come and get a sweet treat. Platinum Pastries, something sweet, something savory, and all around delicious. Come and get a taste of our famous Conky Conk patties, danishes, cheesecakes, and the island's best bread. Freshly baked daily. Homemade cookies, ginger lemonade, or a little gullywash. 6 days a week. We've got it all. Platinum Pastries, Carmichael Road West in the Old Dad's Plaza. Open 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. weekdays and 8 to 5 on Saturdays. Get your orders in today at 341-8522 or 466-8522.
At Popeyes, we have a deal worth driving for. It's our shrimp tackle box. Taste a tender and delicious shrimp marinated in our Louisiana spices and fried up fresh and crunchy. Served with our ultimate cocktail dipping sauce, one regular side, and a warm buttery biscuit. Add a blueberry cream cheese pie or a strawberry cream cheese cup to your order. Stop by any Popeyes for your shrimp tackle box today.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. My Gateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Divania's Grills, Food, and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Devanya's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Devanya's today at 817-4468.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Holy Thursday, getting yourself prepared for the weekend, long weekend. I want you guys to be safe this weekend, man. That's just important that we do that. Let me read one live read that we have here. Hair balding, thinning or breaking, suffering from scalp issues or hair that just won't grow? Then Accretio Hair Growth, East Shirley Street, has the solution for you. Quality hair products and hair care services for your natural and relaxed hair. Yes, we treat men as well. Contact us at 601-5144. 601-5144, or you can just WhatsApp us at 802-6762. That's 802-6762. Your hair will love you again. That's Accretio's, ladies and gentlemen. They've been committed to being able to do some stuff with us, and we thank you so very kindly for that, being able to do that. Now, listen, I just want to know whether or not you got any turnaround. For all those persons who have committed to doing some business with us, we talked about Small Business Thursdays. I got some very good kickbacks, some feedback. Persons have called me and says, hey, Howard, listen, man, I want to thank you so very kindly. I want to be able to come on again and do that. My friend Bullet, he was here today to talk about his other business, which is Unique Motors and Tires. But, you know, he initially came on with a B5-star commercial cleaning, which was, you know, a wonderful thing. I got a couple of people call me and ask me, Howard, how can I get this guy to be able to do some stuff for me? So I'm very grateful for that. And we've had Bernard Bodie over at Platinum Pastries. He's been wonderful, man. This isn't the first time he said, Howard, we locked in with you. Let's continue to be able to do this. We'll be doing, man, listen, I got some ideas. And whilst we started on this particular platform, I want to be able to create a space where we can identify all those within this community and be able to kind of live and support each other to be able to see our businesses move forward. That's really the idea. The idea is at the core, community. At its core, the idea is community. So if you want to be able to be a part of that, I want you to give me a call. 827-0111, 827-0111, 827-0111. That's Howard. You can get us here. You can get me. That's my telephone. You can get me right here. Or you can give us a call here at the studio, 302-2300. Please forgive me if you hear me a little stuffed up. My children, they made me sick. I mean, you know, much more than, you know, regular, obviously, right? But, you know, my son ran in my room last night coughing on me. This is wild. We talked about this kind of a viral infection. We just hope that you're keeping your kids safe. I can throw them in the sea this weekend and see if we can be able to get this kind of a saline naturally to get this thing out there. And we're going to do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you want to tell us about your business, please, we often offer you an opportunity if we're not booked out on the show today. You know, a lot of persons were taking their time for the Easter holiday, so we made some modifications. We did those two businesses at the top, and we wanted to be able to talk more specifically to you and give you an opportunity. If you're out there and you're selling your stuff, please give me a call. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. And we can help you the best we possibly can with what you have. We're going to give you a space to talk about your business. Let me see if I can be able to read one or two of these things. It says, sounds good, Howard, but I don't hear any sale for the 185-65-15 tires. I read this to him on the break. And he says, Howard, just let them know. Give us a call and we can be able to assist them. 603-0502. That's 603-0502 over at Unique Motors and Tires. They can be able to assist you there in Prince Charles and on Soldier Road. So you can be able to assist 603-0502. So it says, Howard, see if you can get an H&L owner. I buy a car from them from 2016. Okay, this is a little bit much. So this is a great show. I'm super glad your guest is on because I'm so sick and tired of people asking me to bring in a car from them and saying that they only have $5,000. I didn't realize it went up so much, you know. I didn't. I haven't purchased a car from China from... I think I got my car in 2018, 19, something like that. But I know post-pandemic, everything sort of skyrocketed. So if you're out there and you're purchasing a car and you have these particular funds to be able to... Come on, man, go down there and check out Bullet and check out his car stuff to be able to do that. And if you have a car lot and you want to be able to sell your cars, come on, give me a call. We can be able to take it from there. Howard, them tires come from China. $60 for a brand new tire. I know that they're quality tires. Make sure you check it out. Howard, good day. Ask him about rims. We talked about the rims, right? We talked about the rims. The guys have rims and everything like that. They say they normally don't do the low-profile tires, but they definitely have these things available for you to be able to talk about that stuff. So let's do that, guys. The lines, open up the lines. I'm going to open up the lines because, you know, today is a little different day because we're not going to have a show tomorrow. And we only had two guests to be able to talk about it. So the line's going to be wide open, guys. If you want to be able to talk about anything more specifically, please give me a call, 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Make sure you pick up your paper, man. Unlawfully held. Pick up your paper, Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there. And we see Fred Smith in the paper again, Mitchell, and Human Rights Bahamas, it praises the Privy Council ruling, UN chief, all women must have same rights as men to pass on nationality. This is a relentless conversation. The ambassador starts to talk about Pitt's hopeful that the Bahamas will soon see a US ambassador with that kind of an edifice that they're building. I'm hoping that they'd be able to put definitely be able to identify an ambassador to be able to come over and that and make those things happen. The paper is rammed stacked with stuff. There's a lot going on locally and internationally, but I want to say this. I read the papers today and I didn't know this. In the religious section, you could be able to pick it up. End of an era. Pastor Mario Moxie delivers his final message at Bahamas Office Church East Campus, at the East Campus. You start to talk about it in there. I didn't know that he was closing down his East Campus out there. So there's a lot of modifications happening here in the city, here around the country, and you want to be able to stay up with that. So make sure you pick up your newspaper. And what you guys have up for this weekend, talk to me about it. I'm going on Jaws Beach, right? Somebody texted me the other day and says Howard, Jaws Beach was absolutely atrocious. Guys, please, man, don't trade your Kentucky Bucks and all these other things all over the place after you carry your family out there. Do the decent thing. Carry yourself. Make sure you carry your garbage bags with you. Make sure you do this. We shouldn't have to tell you. We shouldn't have to tell you to be decent. Talk to me. We shouldn't have to tell you how to be decent. Please. Carry garbage bags with you. Ensure that all the kids and everything like that, leave the environment that you came from clean, man. Let's do that. It's important that we take a very clear understanding and take the time out to ensure that our environment is clean. Each one of us should be able to do that. I hate when I go down to the beach and I see y'all had a whole, y'all was musty doing marshmallows. You got a whole campfire here, food all around the place. This is wild. Glass bottles broken. This is not what we look forward to as we go down to the beach with our families. Because many of us don't go to the beach all the time. But when we do so, at least we want a clean environment, man. Talk to me about it. Let's talk about these things and be able to make these things happen, guys. Like I said, give me a call. The lines are open if you want to do that. But I am, it's peculiar. It's peculiar. Like I said, I looked in the paper today and didn't know that these persons had passed away, man. If you're anything like me, my grandmother has me in there. And I'm for years. I sit down with her and just kind of watch the thing, right? She said, oh my God, I can't believe this one passed away. It's crazy, man. People are passing away. They're, like Trump said, people are dying that never died before. Things are happening in this country. Things are definitely happening, and we want to be able to do that. The lines are wide open. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Godly day to Zach and away so long with you, Howard.
Godly day to you, my brother. What's happening?
Man, we need justice, law, and order in this country.
Absolutely.
Look here. The thing is, right, government should do their part in cleaning up this country, okay? You got hedges all over the place. The only way you don't have hedges running over the sidewalk is places where has the buildings occupied. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go on East Hill Street, Parliament Street, on the side there, right off East Hill Street, all kind of hedges. You know what I'm saying? Hedges all over the place. It causes people have to walk in the street. They can get hit with car. Man, this country are being kept nasty.
Yeah,
and the government should do their part. If the government will do their part, then people, you know, the people that comes around, the people that lives here, will take heed. Ain't all of us nasty, but we have a lot of nasty people in the Bahamas, especially in Nassau. In Nassau.
A lot of nasty people in Okay, I can fight you. It says, but the people are nasty, Howard. The garbage bin will be right there, and they will wait until they're driving off to throw the chicken bone out the window. It says, no pride. And Jaws Beach is quiet and nice, but it doesn't have any bathrooms and other facilities. They need more upkeep. I agree with you. I think this is going to lead to a conversation. Someone reached out to me yesterday and said, Howard, are we going to be having a conversation about local government? I can't remember who it was. But I said, yeah, I think we should have a conversation about local government because I have a different concept about local government entirely. And I know how some things go based upon the local government that I see in Grand Bahama. Now, not necessarily. In theory, there is supposed to be some applications and things done in a particular manner in Grand Bahama and other spaces. But the practical application and how things done is you don't want that here in Nassau. That will lead, oh my God, you don't want that. Because it leads to more corruption. It leads to more political hands in the thing. And it's disappointing to me that I don't know how you all just divide this thing here in Nassau. I see somebody cutting the roundabout, inside the roundabout, and someone else has a contract to cut the verges on the side. This is wild. I don't understand this. I just don't understand this. So the roundabout may be clean and well kept, but the verges on the side is not. Based upon the two different persons that have these particular contracts. And, you know, like the caller indicated, let's be very clear. There are a significant amount of, like, the hedges coming over the sidewalks. Come on, man. This island is too small. And, you know, C. Allen and Graham the other day started to have a conversation with us about the 1,000 spoons, right? 1,000 people with spoons digging a hole. We've already found ourselves in the position where we have engaged a tremendous amount of people who I suppose that they're still identified as street sweepers. I'm sure the name has changed since then. But the fact of the matter is that things have changed. Things have changed in the country. Things have changed in the country. And whilst it's changed, it has remained the same. You're still engaging all these people and we still can't get. If an ambulance is coming and we're in these tight verges and these tight spaces and you have to pull off to the side where all the debris is, sometimes you pick up something in your tire. No one's keeping this place clean. Let's talk about this. No one's keeping this place clean. You're getting paid for it. I'm sure you get a contract for this. You're getting paid for it. We got to talk about this. And we got to talk about the possibility of corruption there because I am, I told you this before, I applied for a contract in Grand Bahama years and years and years and years ago. I had a company called Homeland Maintenance and Landscaping in Grand Bahama, right? This was in 2000, I want to tell you 10, 11, something like that. I applied for a contract in Grand Bahama. People I know, so let me be decent. I ain't gonna call nobody name. So I applied for the contract. I went through it. I said, listen, I would like to have the contract to cut on the east and west side of 8 Mile Rock, this, this, and this. So I pitched them, and I said, this is what I can do, right? Because I got my company, I got my people, I got my equipment, I got everything. So he says, all right, Howard, I could give you the contract, but you got to hire this boy right here. So I said, I don't need to hire him. I already have enough people working for me. No, 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 Howard, you can't get the contract unless you hire this boy right here. He worked for me. I say, okay. Well, if that's the case, then you're going to have to increase the rate, the amount. No, Howard, we can't increase the amount. I says, listen, after they pay for gas, after they pay for this, after they pay for that, then I won't have an opportunity to be able to carry anything on for myself. Well, Howard, you want it or you don't want it? This is the height of corruption. And that concept coming to Nassau, man, that concept right there, coming to Nassau, you're going to have big problems. There has to be significant modifications made to ensure that we could be able to accommodate this kind of an idea for local government if you're bringing that here in Nassau. So I want to talk about that and kind of push that forward and make some things happen. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I just left you, man, and you're talking about something near my yard. I had a landscaping company, and I went ahead and did the same thing. And I told them what I'd all be doing, not just cutting the side of the road, but sweeping on the side of the sidewalk, keeping that clean. How come it is that Cable Beach could be clean, Paradise Island could be clean, but the outer part of us or the inner part of us cannot be clean? Can somebody explain this cleaner to me, please?
I could explain it, but then, you know.
But I know
we're on the radio. I got to be decent.
And Cambridge can be clean, but any place else, even East West Highways and the end of the four and the six-legged roundabout and all this other stuff, it's filthy and dirty.
It's pride.
And guess what? The people who get the contracts are what do not have the equipment and don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, they don't.
Don't have the equipment, and you got people literally working with landscaping with out of their car because, like you said, they just got the contract.
Just get it.
How could you? And guess what? They get the contract, which is thousands and thousands and thousands, $100,000, and still go buy a decent truck to say, let me take my staff to work and make my company look good and have a decent truck and equipment and all this other stuff. And uniform.
See?
What is wrong with all your staff wearing uniform?
They ain't thinking like that. Let me tell you why. Let's be decent. Let's be decent. Let me be decent. Let me shoot it straight. When you see someone cut the grass, the verges, just pay attention to it. Every 6 to 8 weeks, they'll do it again. Every 6 to 8, because 1 month have to be for the paying and getting this particular thing done. And the next month, you it ain't hardly no money in that for them. It don't matter if they're getting $100,000 for the contract. All that don't go to them. I'm telling you.
I know that.
Okay.
I know that.
I'm telling you.
I know that for a fact.
All that don't go to them. If they get the contract, for the most part, what I've seen in Grand Bahama, how this works, if you get the contract and the contract is whatever, you have to now be able to take care of some, man, listen to me, corruption. They got to deal with this.
Okay, let's look at George Beach. I believe this wholeheartedly. George Beach should have been, for years, it should have been a heritage site number one. Where we read through all of the slave villages, slave homes, okay, bathrooms, and guess what, Howard? If you want to, I don't care, if you want to go on George Beach, because we're so nasty, if you want to go on George Beach, you pay.
Yeah.
But I need to pay the staff to keep it clean.
I agree with you.
If you want to go on George, let me give another example, and I'm going to let you go. I took a group of kids to the U.S. to play flag football. And I met him with a coach. I met him online, and he said, yeah, bring your kids over, compete against my kids. So he said, this is the park we'll be playing on. So we talked, he said, you know, I have to pay for the year. And I can only be here for 1 hour. I have to pay XYZ a year. And if I can't go over my hour, because guess what? The other soccer coach coming here, or the other football coach coming here, or the other coach coming here. So they let you know that you're going to pay for the year, because they got a man who maintains The park.
But you got to pay to use the park. Mm. I tell him, I have no problem visually to lose in our country. Wow. Where I pay to use the park with my kids. It's let's say if it's $500 a year, and you only got to...
I guarantee you, it'll be upkeep after that. You'll see the upkeep after that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And people have to take pride in these things, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anyway, buddy.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. People got to start taking pride in these things, man. People got to say the corruption is endemic. It's rich and it's deep in this country. It's too much. Every time you touch something, someone else got to be able to eat off of that. It's too much. I couldn't even get the contract in Grand Bahama. After you count the cost, you literally working for these people. It's too much. I said to the guy, I said, after I put gas in my lawnmowers, after I pay my guys, after I buy them breakfast, after I do this and do that, I said, I'm taking no money home. None. He said, oh, well, that's what it is. I said, that cannot be what it is. You're asking me to hire this guy. I said to him, I said, okay, tell you what, I'll hire the guy. But he has to go with me on other sites. Oh, no, Howard, you can't move him from here. I said, what the hell do you mean? If I'm hiring him, so essentially what he wanted me to do is cut a check for this guy so they could absorb. Man, listen to me. The corruption is too thick in this country. At every avenue, someone looking to get something for themselves. Every single avenue. Why can't we just do business above board? Why can't we just be transparent in doing business? Why you got to be able to look to see if you could take something off the top? Let me shave something off the top. This is crazy in this country. We have to deal with this corruption issue. We have to deal with this issue. This kind of an idea that exists in this space, we have to deal with that. But in the spirit of Holy Week, I can take it more higher octaves than that. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Harry.
How you doing, cuz?
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Oh, yeah, you ain't fine. You got the COVID, too.
Man, I feel bad. I feel horrible. I right here.
I know. Yeah, listen. We need to organize our system. And the best thing for the city right now is local government.
You think so?
Where the community make decisions. All of that you talk about cleaning contracts, that will be done away with the community. Would actually pick who in their community.
I like when people talk like this.
If it don't work, then the community go to the council meeting and say, hey, this don't work, move it. Because everybody has a voice. I have a voice in my community. You have a voice in your community. We cannot continue like local government and both government, I have put it to. If this Brad Davis government and any other government don't support local government, I move on. But the city cannot run like that, Harry.
Where
could run? The most majority of them live in New Providence. How can you run a New Providence without the local government system? And the reason why they mention out west and these other areas, they somewhat run their own things. They gated areas.
Yeah.
What they call an out west and all that, they gated areas. The half of the city could be gated to local government. East Street and all of these areas, the other most dangerous area could disorganize. Camp Road disorganized. No matter how much MP you put in and these constituency, it's still going to be disorganized because they only go on for make parliamentary money and parliamentary name on a so-and-so. Give the honor so-and-so to the local people, to local government.
See,
it waken the European waking.
I like your theory. I like your theory. See, this is theoretical. This is how you believe in a perfect world that this should work, but that does not work like that. It does not. We in this country are steeped in politics.
Yeah.
If you look at the setup, the outline for the type of persons that engage and become a part of management and leadership in local government and the family of islands, they always reflect the political organization that is in now. Every 3 years, they go to election. So it gives them an opportunity to be able to identify, okay, these are the persons that we're going to do there. that in theory was great. The idea in theory was great. But right. when you have your political cronies strategically in place during the time that your party holds leadership or government here in the country, then you won't see the kind of progression, the progression and growth that you need to see. Because if I live in a community and I don't support FNM or PLP, I only want to be able to help my community. Exactly. My voice is drowned by the politics of the day. And so people just kind of throw their hands up and say, hey, listen, I'm bottom member, Dad. Let them fellas do that. Because in theory, it was a good idea. But when you see the practical application on the ground, on the day-to-day basis, and the family of islands, you realize that this is too much, man. Mm-hmm. This is worse than regular politics.
And it's sad that the local, our city, our most city, cannot see local government wake over the system right now. They can't. It's sad that we not agitated big time and numbers for that. We actually got on Bay Street for the most other things. Not everybody go on Bay Street for it's foolish. Let's go to Bay Street together for one common goal for putting local government where the majority of us live in the city.
Wow. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. Yeah, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I appreciate that. Let me see if I can read a text. It says, if they get the contract, how much is allocated for NIB from the workers? Because the contract holder don't be doing the job, but being paid and not paying the NIB of the workers actually doing the work. All right, that's the information that's coming through this text. It says, build some much-needed bathrooms, please. Howard, the government has to have to do it and hire some man in the bathrooms at the beaches where there ain't much bathrooms in the Bahamas, really, for Bahamians. All right, let's take this last telephone call before we go to break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Turn your radio down for me, cuz.
Fine. I was out. This is Dawson McGarrester.
Yeah.
I grew up in Andrus.
Yeah.
As a little boy. And back then, I saw helicopter land. The cabinet, Finland, everybody jumped out, sat the table, they eat, and they drop whatever they drop off at one spot, and they go. Next 2-3 days, the FNM come when they suck, come, they drop off, but they drop off that one spot, and they go. I'm seeing corruption, you know, I'm seeing that as the worst of corruption ever in this country. Mm-hmm. And the next point I got, the fact that the men today, I don't think they know where they come from. Because if they respect the women, we wouldn't have the much rape, we wouldn't have much crime. If they respect where they come from, if they respect the real tree of life, they would, I think, we need to dig up womanhood so that our families can almost, I don't know, come back together.
I like what you're saying. What part of Andrews are you from? South?
Mainly from Barron Point to Nickel Strand. I service those areas.
Okay.
But mainly Blanket Strand. So when they came in, it's like one road in, and our house is on the first, right on the first road. So they stop right there, and my grandmother, they deal with, and they take off.
That's it.
And that's it. Nobody else in the community. What trickled down, you know, is like most of us never got a fair share in actually growing this country.
Wow. I appreciate your call, my brother. I do appreciate that. You give me some good insight today. My mind is thinking about along the lines of what you're saying. My mind is saying to me, the truth is this. This is how I'm looking at it. Why do we keep putting these people back? Why? I mean, what incentives do we have? These people have not fed us. And I'm not talking about literal. I'm talking about spiritually, emotionally, educationally. In no aspect, they haven't done a good job with being able to hold up that standard that we all have. You know, I always think about how the older generation start to talk about government high. They would say the government high, the government high. They always kind of emphasize the government high, which is weird, right? But nonetheless, they carry this sort of an pride and this air with them to say that Government High had the best thing. And as time progressed, that kind of a standard has shifted from the government spaces into the private sector. And so that concept and idea that the private sector should be able to be held to a particular standard in comparison to the rest of us who are just kind of like wild chickens all over the place. It's very important that we do that, man. It's very important that we have this kind of a conversation to talk about that. I know this is Small Business Thursday, but like I said, we have no show tomorrow. So I wanted to kind of do the best that we can do and kind of open up the lines. Let me take this commercial break and be back. Guys, 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio. I'm going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this. Foundation.
The foundation. My mommy made sure that I was vaccinated because she loves me.
Getting our precious little ones vaccinated protects them from so many diseases like polio, measles, and whooping cough. Vaccines are safe and effective. Immunizations can prevent illnesses and even death. Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign from March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 25th. Visit us at the Red Cross from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
There's nothing like the one and only Whopper at Burger King Nassau. That quarter pound of savory flame-grilled beef made your way with juicy tomatoes, fresh lettuce, crunchy pickles, and white onions on a soft sesame seed bun is burger bliss. Add piping hot thick-cut french fries and a Pepsi, and you have the ultimate classic combo that's sure to satisfy. Don't just get a burger, get the classic Whopper combo, available all day, every day, at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
On your mark, set, go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or
96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk,
quality.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, Small Business Thursday. Sort of a modification, you know, we normally just go right through and talk about small businesses and modifications because we're not going to be here tomorrow. So first half of the show, we had good conversations with our guys from Unique Motors and Tires. And also, we had a very good conversation about some infused fruit hot cross buns over at Platinum Pastries. I want you guys to check them out and get that thing done, man. If you're out there and you're looking for those things, please, if you're looking for a tire, if you're looking for hot cross buns, if you're looking for these things and you need to know exactly where to go and get that Unique Tires, Unique Motors and Tires off Prince Charles and also on Soldier Road can be able to assist you. 603-0502. Or make sure you go and check out Platinum Pastries today and be able to get those things done also. Get your little cake and your little bread and your little things. It's a long weekend. So if you want to be able to have those kind of, if you got a sweet tooth and you want to kind of fill that, please, please check my guys over at Platinum Pastries out. They'd be more than happy to assist you. The number is 466-8522. That's 466-8522 or 341-8522. Over at Platinum Pastries in the Old Dad Plaza, they can be able to assist you with that. So the second part of the show is just talking about some stuff we just kind of spilled into it, kind of crept into it to talk about this concept and idea of corruption. I mean, the caller called and talked about the verges not being kept. I'm just blown away by this stuff. You know, we have Carifta, and we're seeing this kind of a feverish approach to maintain, but our government is not good at maintaining. It's just not. Our governments are not good with maintaining. And that's a poor thing. It's just poor, right? You have to have a conversation with China having the possibility of being able to, we could restore it for you, right? Our governments are horrible as it relates to maintaining. These things need to be maintained, right? And so whether it's a government building, you wait until, you know, you get people coming in. Yeah, it just, isn't that natural? isn't that like a black thing, right? Child, watch out when you're coming in my car. I'll be dirty now. Watch yourself now. Them churns keep you. Miss, you know you don't have no churns. Stop it. I never see you with a child yet. Child, well, my nieces is keep my car dirty. So sorry about that. Come on, man. We are pros at this kind of a superficial upkeep, but not real maintenance. And that's the kind of a conversation we have today. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Call you on with us. Go ahead. Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Howard. It's Toby. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Toby?
Everything is cool. You see all this what's going on with the stadium, right?
Yeah.
Right. So in the architectural drawings that are approved by the Ministry of Works, for instance, it will say that the steel has to be within the concrete by a certain distance.
Yeah.
And all of those specifications are within the plans that are submitted for approval. Mm-hmm. But if somebody has skipped through processes and allow the steel to be close to the surface of the concrete, and then you get water penetration, and that's going to allow the steel to burst out of the building.
Mm.
Right. So if it wasn't built right, or if the steel specifications weren't right, then maintaining it is just going to be patching over a problem that's existed because it wasn't built right.
And they can keep doing that.
And they keep doing it. So, you know, have they got the approved plans, and are those approved plans being adhered to in practice of the construction of the stadium?
Wow.
But covering up with paint and, you know, some water mix ain't
so
fixed
good
it for a long time.
We're so good at doing that. All we do is patchwork. We got to do better than this, man.
And let's borrow $30 million to pay for it.
Wow.
Right? Next point. You're saying about... So next point is that according to the Gaming Act of the Bahamas, cruise ships shouldn't be open in their casinos while in port. But then there's an amendment to the Gaming Act which states that certain cruise ships at certain ports can open their casinos and retail if they're in port for 13 hours. That's what the Act reads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reconciliation done between how long a ship is in port and if it correlates to being in port for 13 hours, even though their casinos and retail stores are open?
I need to know whether or not they have anyone doing the inspections on these things.
Talk to me, Howard.
This is important that we have this conversation, because the truth is that, okay, you know, I come from the hotel, and the hotel always had what we call shoppers, right? Mystery shoppers.
Yeah.
And what the mystery shoppers would do is ensure that standards are being kept, right?
Right.
In Grand Bahama, at one point, years and years and years ago, when McDonald's was there, local persons probably purchased the franchise, and you know, they went down. So they didn't have the logos on the cups. They didn't have the proper napkins. They didn't have, and people came in and said, "You're not keeping up the standards. Right. Are we doing that in this country? Are we doing that?"
Well, I mean, I don't think so.
We're not.
The facts are is that if, according to the sailing schedule of the ship, and according to them, what they're promoting, saying that they're staying, for instance, at Coco Key on the Royal Caribbean's Facebook page for 8 hours, and they're admitting that their casino and retail stores are open in those 8 hours, that's in defiance of the law.
Yes, it is.
Amen, my brother. Have a super Easter.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Always appreciate that. Always appreciate you kind of chopping it down and being able to bring out here. And listen, these are some things that we have to talk about. There is systemic, endemic corruption in this country. Lack of consistency. No care and concern about the things. It needs to stop. It needs to stop. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
All's well, man. What's happening?
Sparky on a cellular. You had me for 20 minutes holding on a cellular.
Sparky, stop it. This line just opened up. You need to stop.
No. I had to call back.
What'd you say, Sparky?
Yeah, look. You had me under 20 minutes. You go on the tube station, wait. You come back, and you know you got juice in your mouth. Then you're going to bring on a happy paradise. You let him talk for 20 minutes a night.
Oh. Sparky, you do too much, you know. Go ahead, tell me what you think.
But let me tell you something. I was listening to you and Bremen and all of them talk about the hedges. And I heard your thing about what you did and your experience with the contracts and cleaning hedges and parks and stuff like that. You are right on in regards to what the contractor and tenant home. Because like I can tell you, there's certain people that they're trying their level best to get the best, most expensive equipment and everything. People don't understand. They just take people on the side of the road walking and mowing and everything. I got a contract. I got a park and a verge, okay? Mm-hmm. God bless. Thank you very much. For 72 years. Let me tell you something. My inspector tell you something. Like, look at where I'm at. My inspector, I'm going to tell you, Sparky, I don't have to check your area, because every time I go down there, that area is immaculate. Mm-hmm. If you drive to Pride Estate, Howard, mm-hmm. I keep that immaculate. Now, you all got some days you all gave out wrong. You said every 30 days. No. We got to clean the park every doggone 10 days. I got to clean the park on the 1st, the 10th, and the 28th of every month. You understand what I'm saying, Howard? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, but That don't happen in other spaces, Sparky.
I have to do that every month. I supply my equipment, my gas, my everything. I want to make sure. And guess what? I go out there every evening, every morning to check the park to see if any precious bottles or even leave stuff. You understand that?
Yeah.
And I try to keep that clean as I can in my area. I live in Pride, and I got pride for the Bahama Islands. Now, if everybody do the same thing, it'll be easy coming. I have Raven, and I'm talking with that Raven Brown, and he got put dirty. A brown man, if a brown man coming here, cuts you dirty, go do some serious trouble.
Sparky, I can't hear you, man. You're muffled. Go ahead.
If a brown man named Raven tells me you cuts you down, lady, you got some serious trouble, eh?
Sparky, you're wilding out today. You're doing a lot, right? But it's the truth, though. You're in line, Sparky. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Sparky said, if it's a blind man named Brayman telling you about a dirty country, come on, man. There's only a handful of us living on this island. No care and concern. The they've done so much to ensure that they can provide you an opportunity to be able to kind of dump your stuff, right? You can go down to, I think they call it the ecology, what's the park called now, right? You can go down, it ain't the dump no more, right? They have a name for it. I don't know. I can't remember what the name is. You can go down there and you can just drop off your stuff. I've done that several times. So you don't have to be in this kind of a space where you, oh, let's throw it in the bush. Come on, man. This is just wild for me. This is wild. Guys, please, let's do better than this. Let's do better than this. Let's keep our space clean. There's only one little island we live on. And if we're talking about longevity, if we're talking about sustainability, if we're talking about these ideas deep into the future, we're going to have to start with ourselves. Let's take a next telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Everything all right? Okay. I would like to redact my statement about my MP being worthless. He's doing a good job with the cleanup in the Southern Shores community on Marshall Road. I think even the fellow who's cleaning up is probably even sleep out there in front of the dumpster tonight to make sure people ain't dumping and, you know.
On Marshall Road?
Yeah. They're doing a great job. Tell them keep up the good work. I might vote PLV.
I can't even laugh today. You need to stop it. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. You say you redact your statement, somebody call you. You need to stop it. Let's take a next telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How are we going?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, I like the contributions Toby made. You know, and these are the type of things that, you know, we don't want to discuss what needs to be discussed. And so just to give you an example that they don't care, right? I was on Shirley Street yesterday. You know where Bank Lane, you know where the south, your south entrance to Bank Lane is, right?
Yeah.
Remember the old court building, right?
Yeah.
And the library, etc. You see how inglorious those buildings, how dilapidated those buildings look, Mr.
Yes.
Parker, right on Shirley Street?
Yes.
All right. So apparently these people are blind, okay? Now, I like the text about the bathrooms, etc. because no one seems to defecate or urinate when they go out, right?
Mm.
Especially where the fish fry, right?
Mm.
So we know what that means. This has been going on for years, Mr. Grant. Also, does the government have an independent, like, body that do these appraisals? Like, when they come out and say, well, they say the stadium costs 30 million to repair. Do they have independent appraisals?
I don't know. I know that they go to tender with these particular things.
Because this is, you know, that's a conflict of interest. And so the problem then is, all right, with the freedom of the information, right, we see that if the police and other entities, they don't want cameras. You really think these people want the Freedom of the Information Act?
Wow.
This is scary. And you have to understand, data integrity should be an integral question when it comes to freedom of the information. When you wait until an administration comes to an end and you look in to think you can receive the truth on data, you would be only a fool would be naive to not think that they'd be getting the truth.
Wow.
This is what it is. So it's a wake-up call for everybody. And, you know, the country is sinking in a sea of calamity, but who is to blame? The politicians are praying and taking advantage of the schisms that the political goons and dupes have created in this country. You see what I'm saying? So I don't really look for nothing good to happen but a bunch of rhetoric from now until then.
Mm.
Everybody's trying to enrich themselves. There's no collective progression here. I mean, I just go on by what they observe, you know? That's what it is, Howard.
Mm. I appreciate you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, your telephone call. Let me take one more telephone call before we get out of here. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Well, Howard, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up? What's up, my brother?
I hope you got your big fish before the only thing they'll leave you with is sardine for
I get my grouper from Andres. Somebody sent grouper for me.
Well, that won't be happening in 10 years. But let's move on to the last caller and everyone else. It's been 50 years, and you only get one hospital. I don't think people really understood the gravity of what I was saying. You got almost call names. You got a big hotel out west, big hotel Paradise Island, big new airport, $5 billion worth of things, but you couldn't get one hospital. So if you think that anyone care about you, take a drive by A&E. Now, I want to warn you, because you could end up with kidney trouble if you go down that little piece of road in front of the hospital. You know where I'm talking about. I remember now, Howard, I am the minister of potholes. I keep them deep and wide from 2008. And I'm the only minister performing to 50% or better. And I'm blaming no one government or the other because they all done the same thing to the people. Take your licks. That's all I got to say because I got some people in the back of my car now joking me, telling me, boy, it'd be better when our party get back in. I tell them there's all F&M. Listen, if it was going to be better when they was in for 25 years. How come I ain't get a hospital? Anybody, any politician, red or yellow, call this show and tell me why for 25 years for the two parties, and I'm watching the clock, Howard, why not one of you in a bill of hospital? If the health of a nation is the wealth of a nation, then you don't care how healthy they are, do you? I gone on that. That's the Good Friday message right there.
Thank you, my brother.
You get swing. See you later.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that is... You know, we're wrapping up. Oh, let me see if we can take one more call. I see I get a lot of calls today. Caller, you on the line with us live? Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Good, man.
It's Jeff. What's up,
very
Jeff?
Interesting commentary Graham gave just now. Here's a question I would like to put forward. You know, with all these investments that we're making, are we serious as a people willing to pay the price to maintain, to pay for all of the supplies that we receive? At market value.
Maintenance has never been the concept.
Giving away free services to persons who can't afford to pay. That is the question that we need seriously to answer.
No one, you know, no one take that into consideration.
We can get a new hospital.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We can get a new hospital.
Yeah.
But what about the services? How do we pay for the services? All the services won't be free.
Wow.
But all of the services that require the payment for the service, for the high level of service, that is expected to be received, are we willing to pay the full price for those services? That's all I have to say on that. Thanks for taking
Thank you,
my
man.
Call.
I do appreciate you. Maintenance has never been one of the things that they account for. You know, when I was younger, my father, you know, he always tell me these kind of stories. He's always give you stories that has a message in it, right? And he would tell me, I can't remember the story specifically, but it was designed to be able to show me that if you have a partner, and you have a business, one-third finances for your partner, one-third for you, and a third always goes to the business to ensure that you keep the upkeep, the running, so forth and so on. The business needs to be able to get paid in these things. What we've done from a lot of perspective, even from a small business, mom-and-pop's perspective, right all the way up to the pinnacle of government, a lot of persons continue to be able to suck from the business and take from it. And continue to be able to bleed it dry and not replenish it. And this is what we see in our schools. This is what we see in our government buildings. This is what we see in the hospitals. This is what we see everywhere. You continue to be able to take from it and never replenish it. And tell people, say, what is going on? We got to do better than this. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line with us live.
Howard, no, they haven't built a hospital. And look at the hospital that they're extending in Grand Bahamas. Mobile homes sitting up on blocks.
Yeah.
And when they want to talk about maintenance, oh, if you go to another hospital, we could build you another hospital. Good, go build another hospital. And they already have the money to maintain it because they're spending money on maintenance. But is 100% of the maintenance money getting to go to 100% of the maintenance?
No.
Or is going in cushy contracts to all their boys?
Yeah. It ain't going in maintenance because we can look at this building and see that it's not being maintained. I appreciate your call, my brother. I got to get out of here. Thank you so very kindly for being able to hit me up. Let me read one or two of these texts before we get out of here. It says, hi, Mr. Grant. How are you? The government was always like this. They don't keep the island clean. It is so sad to see the state of the verges, sidewalks, and medians here in the country. It was much better under the previous administration. Y'all need to stop. 1 year passed before they touched the sidewalk on Carmichael. The derelict vehicles need to be addressed as well. That's a text that came through. It says they ain't even throwing it in the bush. They casually throwing it out the window. Okay. So it says, so one third for the pastor, one third for the congregation, and one third for the church. Happy Holy Week. brother. And that is the show today, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so much for tuning in. It was a Small Business Thursday. We're not going to be with you tomorrow here on the Foundation. We're going to see you next week, Tuesday, as we get back live and in full effect, being able to shut these things down. Hopefully, well, I know that I'll definitely feel better. We can go into the beach this weekend. If you go into the beach, do so in decency and order. Grab yourself a couple of bags, throw them in the back there, take your family out, ensure that you have great times, great opportunities to be able to chill out. Make sure you put your garbage back in your bag, for God's sake. Do that, man. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Holy Week. Find yourself in church if that's the thing that you do. Find yourself reflective and continue to be able to give praise for the fact that we are in the land of the living. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so very kindly for tuning in. Stay tuned for Z Live with Shivago Lang. We'll see you next week, Tuesday, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We'll see you guys next week. Godspeed. Have a beautiful weekend and stay safe. We'll see you later.
The Foundation.